are you?
You're so cute, by the way. Okay,
I'm so nervous.
Yeah, this is our fourth take. Just letting you guys know. Hey, it's our first episode. It's our first episode, babe.
Welcome to First Love. It's finally here.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
It's happening. It's not just conversation. It's actually filming and editing.
And editing and all that posting. Stuff. And yeah, I mean, it's been 2 years in the making.
I know.
But we're here.
I know.
Praise the Lord.
When we announced it, I was so scared. I thought, oh my gosh, is it even going to, you know, are we going to get followers or anything? But we're just so grateful for your support, guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You're encouraging.
So encouraging.
Yeah. You guys came up to us, our friends out there. Shout out to our close friends and even, you know, our acquaintances and wherever you are on this planet. Thank you for following
us. planet.
I mean, we're not on Mars.
Yeah. Fair.
But thank you. We're so grateful that, you know, you guys are following us and you're taking the time to listen to our conversation about life, ministry,
marriage. We're gonna have some mates.
Yes,
we're gonna have a bit of mischief. it's all M's. It's all M's, baby. Hey, you look cute, by the way.
Oh, thanks. What you look cute too.
Hey man, listen, call me handsome, bro.
All right, sorry, you're very handsome.
Don't call me cute, man. Hey, anyways, listen.
Anyway,
you're so pretty.
Thank you.
Why you look so beautiful?
Back to the point.
Why you look so beautiful? Huh?
You know who reminds me of, like, when
you
do this?
You're doing the wiggles.
Oh, wiggles.
Hey, we're getting distracted. Listen, we got an agenda
today. We have an agenda. We actually have a plan.
All right, okay. So what are we talking about, girl?
Well, it's our first episode, so I think it's just, you know, right that we talk about how we first met.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to start.
Yes.
Just so you guys can know, I guess, you know, who we are and kind of capture our heart for this podcast.
Yes.
And, you know, one of our hearts is actually discipleship through conversations. That's what we were saying.
That's
and,
it.
Yeah. And as mentioned before, it's been 2 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really a God thing, isn't it, babe?
It is. It's birthed through prayer.
It's birthed through prayer.
And let me tell you, it's been hard. And
there's definitely been some resistance.
Yeah, there were times when it was really, really hard. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this anymore. But we're here.
Now we pursued it. And I think once you get to know how we met, you'll get to see the heart of it as well.
Let's
cut to the chase. How we met. So I guess the story kind of starts with
basketball
with me, because we met through church, but I'm gonna just take us back on mm-hmm. how I got there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So long story short, your boy was, you know, on his journey, you know, on that faith journey, finding himself. But you know, when I was finding myself, I ended up losing myself. So I was just on this journey. And but every Saturday afternoon, babe, there would be like a pickup game at our local rec center.
Nice.
And, you know, being Filipino myself, I love playing ball with the Filipinos too.
Of course, Filipinos play basketball.
And there was a Filipino community, right, that plays every Sunday
mm-hmm.
in the afternoon. So I played with them because, for one, the Filipinos, we get along, you know, same humor. And number two, same height.
But you're pretty tall for a Filipino.
Nah, I'm pretty average.
Okay, then.
Because if I play with the other guys, then I'm like really short. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Anyways, there was one time where I came in early with these guys. And I noticed that before they play, they would pray.
Mm, it's not like a huddle thing.
No, they huddled.
Yeah.
They huddled and then one guy does, like, the guy who kind of organizes the event. He's like, hey, guys, we're just going to pray. And they prayed. And I'm like, oh, man, that's mad. Like, I was part of that kind of prayer huddle.
Yeah.
And, you know, while I was, like, at the bench talking to the guys, I'm like, hey, like, why'd you guys pray? Like, well, what's this thing? And then the guy's like, Nah, bro, we're a church. We're actually a church. And I didn't know that. And I've been playing with them for the past few weeks already.
This random person that just suddenly joined their group.
Yeah, yeah,
and they're so nice that they didn't even like tell you to is like a close
it's
not
a, yeah, but it wasn't a it wasn't a private event. Okay. It was a very, because it was their outreach.
Right.
So the guys were like, oh, this is a church.
Yeah.
This is kind of like our outreach / fellowship thing after on a, after church on a Sunday. And we just invite people. And so I'm one of those people that got invited to just play and play pickup games with them.
Nice.
And they're like, hey, man, like, you should come to our church. Mm. And I'm like, all right, bet. You know, like, let's go. You know, I'll come to church because I was on my journey, remember? I was on a journey. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is God saying, hey, this is it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's the name of the church? And they gave me the name. They shall remain nameless, the church. But the church had a couple key words in them, right? So I'm thinking, okay, I'll see you on Sunday. And then I go on, the Sunday comes. And I'm like, hey, yo, what was the name of the church again? And I'm trying to remember those key words. And so I put them the key words. But the thing was, I flipped the key words around. Little did I know there was another church that was named like that. But the key words were there, but they were the other side around.
Yeah,
right. I checked on the website. It's a bunch of Filipinos as well. Yeah. So I'm thinking this must be it. Right? Mm-hmm. So I go in and I'm looking for my friends. They're not there.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, where are these guys? I'm thinking they must have pranked me or something, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyways, I go in anyway. I'm like, hey, I might as well.
It's church. It's
I might as well be I here. I might as well. And I'm
and you're looking.
I was on a journey.
You're on a journey.
So I might as well just, hey, yo, hey, I'm already here. Let's just sit down. And then there you are. You were actually hosting that day. No, I still remember it was the 1st of February 2015.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh so, my gosh, yes. Because I said on platform, but it's my birthday soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so I was there. I was sitting at the back seat of the church, like back row of the church. And then you were hosting.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang. Who's that cutie?
Oh my
Who's that
gosh.
Cutie over there? Man, I'm like, dang, she's so pretty, man. And I actually knew someone at that church from my old high school. And so I sat next to her and I asked her, hey, how old is she? Just to make sure that we're legit, you know what I'm saying? And she's like, no, she's your age. I'm like, oh, okay. We got this. We got this. And so I stayed, remember?
Yeah.
And then you were just doing your thing. You were hosting. I was mesmerized by your beauty. Obviously, I was worshiping God as well, right?
Sure, like
I was on a journey. I was on a journey. But here's the thing: when you finished hosting and you walked around the back, me and you locked eyes,
and we actually locked eyes.
Yeah.
And I remember that moment. And when I saw him, I smiled, and I was like, "Whoa! Why did I smile? I don't
big
know
smile.
This person." It was a big smile. It was a sudden smile, and I literally felt my heart skip a beat. I don't know. I shouldn't say literally, but figuratively. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
But anyways, and then I looked away and I asked myself, why would I smile like that? Like, who is this rando?
Yeah.
And I smiled at him, smiling back, but he was cute. He was cute. You were really cute.
Thanks, babe. Thanks, babe.
And, but yeah, it was just a passing moment. I kind of like forgot about it already.
And that's how we kind of met.
No, we haven't officially met. We just saw each other.
We did lock eyes.
Yeah. But eventually you started coming.
We locked eyes. And I would say from that moment, I was like, dang, she the girl. She the girl. I fell in love instantly. It was love at first sight, baby. It was love at first sight.
Well, there you go.
No, I'm going to say it's love at first sight.
It's fact checked, guys.
It's fact checked. But yes. After that, we went on a journey.
Yeah, we got to know each other a bit more. We spent more time together.
Yep.
I would pick him up for Bible studies and prayer meetings.
Yep.
And we'd go out and eat late at night just to get to know each other. But you know, he was on a journey. Discipleship, you know, one-on-one conversations.
Yep.
But we're adults, so we're okay.
Yep.
So we're fine.
But yeah, I think, so that was like fine, but I think, you know, I guess, you know, this is, I guess part of our heart is like, you know, well, we're going to be real here. Like for those who know us, you're going to find out some things about us, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like we didn't actually do it the right way at the beginning.
No, so, you know, when we met, we were broken people and we had a broken picture of what a relationship looks like. We had, you know, trauma, we had past experiences.
Baggages.
And baggages that... we never really, really dealt with. And then we decided, hey, let's get married. Ah. Mm. 6 months after knowing each other, because we felt that we can do it. But little did we know, it's going to be a hard road. But we're so grateful because God was with us. Mm. And we had, you know, my parents and his parents, Levi's parents, who are always there to support us and are good friends. And, you know, there were times when we felt lonely and moments where we thought, nah, that's it. Let's call it quits. But
because not everyone really kind of approved or...
No, because we were mucking around in all
I mean, like I mentioned before, you know, we didn't really do it right. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, I was somewhat of a bad influence to you.
He was a bad boy.
Yeah. Why you say it like that?
You know?
Like, he's a bad boy.
No, like the movie Bad Boys 2, 1 and 2 with...
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Tell it on your mama, tell it on your papa. I don't know the words. I only know that part. Hey, listen. So, yeah, I was a bad influence. You know,
you were on a journey.
Yeah, I
Let's
know.
Keep going
we
back
keep
to
saying,
that.
We, I'm
it's
on
not
a
an
journey.
Excuse,
I'm on a journey.
But he's on a journey.
But I,
and
did...
I was on a journey myself. Yeah. I was not perfect. I may be attending church, but I had so much going on in my life.
Yeah. I think it's so important right there, just this pause, for those young adults who are thinking about relationships. It's so important to be equally yoked.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? Yeah. Because, like, we were a fruit of not being equally yoked.
Yeah.
Well, like, we were a result, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
At that time, you know, you've been in church pretty much almost your whole
life. But I wasn't perfect, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, and mind you, we were still going to church.
Yeah.
You know, we were still pretty involved. Maybe not in like ministry, but like we were like engaging a lot. We were going to Bible studies, we were going to prayer meetings, we were going every Sunday.
Yeah.
But we were still sinning.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think, yeah, we were doing relationship without God.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And that's because individually we didn't have God in our lives. Type of thing. Yeah. I mean, we were on a journey.
We were with God, but not really.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, we're doing all the right things, externally, but inside here, it wasn't right because the flesh was very strong and,
He wasn't our Lord.
No, that's right. We were saved. He was a savior, but he wasn't our Lord.
He wasn't our Lord. He wasn't our Lord of our lives. Like, we received him as our savior, but he wasn't our Lord. Like, you know, we knew we were doing the wrong things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we weren't submitting to it.
Yeah, that's right.
We weren't
right.
being obedient to the conviction. Because, you know, me and you, we did felt the conviction.
So that's where, you know, that term hypocrisy falls. Comes into the picture. But, you know, it's such a bad word, hypocrisy, that it's so shameful. But, you know, once we come to terms that we've all been a hypocrite at some point in our lives, we come to recognize that we're not perfect and we will never be perfect. But that's why we need to come to the Lord and repent and just, you know, say, hey, I messed up.
Mm.
And, you know, church is not a place for perfect people. It's a place for broken people where God can heal us.
Yep.
God can work in us and, you know, he brings the right people. Right leaders, right friends, right oversights to help us get out of that place and heal.
Yeah,
healing is such a, you know, a big word, and you know, our healing journey is a very long journey. Like, up to this point, we're still healing.
Yeah, right? Up to this point. Yeah. It's still a journey. Like,
it's
still
a journey. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. Yeah. We never, like, say we've made it.
No. Yeah, we're 10 years in, you know.
And we're still on a journey.
We're still on a journey.
We're still, like, learning stuff about each other. Because we're always evolving, like, in terms of, like, we're always growing in our faith. We're always growing in our journey. We're always... Yeah.
And that's what I love about God, because... He gives that, he gives the command, you know, love the Lord your God with all your mind, all your strength. I need to read my Bible verse.
Heart, mind, soul, strength.
There you go. Heart, mind, soul, and strength. And, you know, because that's where your foundation is.
Yeah.
And then he takes you from that foundation to the next, you know, journey. And... You know, it's not like, okay, you come to the Lord and that's it. You're saved. That's done. God's done with you. You're on your way. No.
It's not a set it and forget it.
That's right.
It's not a one-time event.
No. And that's with relationships. Yeah. You know, once you say yes to each other, you say, okay, you're going to be my boyfriend. You're going to be my girlfriend. Oh, yep. You're going to get engaged. Oh, yep. You're going to get married. You're going to have kids. That's it. No, it's a journey.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing journey.
Yeah. And even outside of, like, relationship, we were talking about, we say yes to Jesus, da 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 da, and we said it. It's not about that, you know. I just go back to this quote that, you know, discipleship is not a yearly cake thing.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a daily bread thing.
Amen.
It's a daily thing to make a choice and, you know, pick up the cross and deny yourself.
Yeah.
And continue to look to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, so 6 months in, I asked you to marry me.
Ooh.
We gotta be hasty.
A little hasty.
We gotta be hasty. But and then 6 months after that, so it's been 12 months since we've been kind of been together. So 2016, we got married, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, I think that's where it kind of, that was a pivotal moment. You know, because even up until the wedding, like, we were still...
Oh my gosh, we had so many fights.
Fights.
Yeah.
You know, again, broken people, broken views on relationships. Me and you had different worldviews at the time. I was on a journey, you know what I mean? You know, you
were... We were both on a journey.
But, like, you know, and I was leading you astray kind of thing.
We both were, in a sense, yeah.
Yeah, girl, you tempted me. So bad. You look so good, man. Hey.
Oh my gosh.
Why are you so beautiful? Why are you so beautiful? Anyways. The audience are probably cringing right now.
I know. Sorry.
Soz, guys. Soz. Mom and dad says soz. Yeah, like when our kid sees us kissing.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, ew. Don't kiss her. That's yuck, man. Anyways, but I think when on our wedding day, that was really pivotal for me.
Oh my gosh, that was very, you know, emotional. Because
I wasn't leading you well, you know.
Mm. And I'm glad you had that self awareness.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think no, that was just God. That was God.
That was the Holy Spirit right there. And I remember just. I'm just picturing it right now. Like, I remember just seeing you walk down the aisle, and as I'm about to receive you as my wife, the Lord spoke to me clearly, man, clearly. And that's when I started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, man, it's time to man up.
Wow.
It's like, you're not making decisions for yourself anymore. You know, you got to consider her. You guys are one now.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you got to lead her right.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly I knew what I had to do.
Yeah.
But I knew that before I lead you,
yep.
I had to lead myself first.
Yeah, that is so,
so
important.
So that's where kind of like... I kind of took my faith seriously.
There was a shift.
There was a shift in how I did this journey. It's like, okay, no more mucking around.
Yes.
Like, I need to take initiative and be responsible for my faith journey.
I love that.
So, because as I saw you walking down the aisle, God gave me a mandate to lead you now. Mm-hmm. But I can only lead you right if I lead myself right.
Yeah.
And even that in itself is like a leadership, you know, tip right there. You know, the best way to lead others is to lead yourself first.
That's right. It's, you know, so what I mean? Important. You can't give what you don't have.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. And so, you know, I made it a point to, you know, okay, go to church without you pushing me anymore. Like, yeah. I needed to be the one encouraging you to go to church,
so
and
good.
Encouraging yeah. you to pray, and encouraging you to read the Bible and go to prayer meetings and all that stuff. I went to a men's life group.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Remember, I was like, really, like, I wanted to be around godly men because yeah. I wanted to be a godly man.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn from the other guys and be like, okay, how did you do it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's kind of for me, like, personally, where it shifted for me
that's
in
right.
terms of, like, I needed to take responsibility of
that.
My own journey
yeah.
so that way I can lead you well.
And
as a husband,
so
as a
good.
Man of God.
It's so important that you're proactive about yeah. your faith journey. You're not just waiting for handouts or someone to spoon feed you or
yep.
baby you. Yes, you know, we all go on a journey where we're baby Christians or, you know, in a relationship, you're still getting to know each other, but you have to help yourself as well. You have
yeah.
to lead yourself. You have to push yourself, be motivated, not just motivated, but be disciplined
yeah.
to take the extra steps to get better, to be the man that God called you to be, and not just sit there and wait for something magical to happen. But you're like, nah, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to look for godly men, or I'm going to join this life group or
yeah.
Bible study,
yeah.
or I'm going to pray, or I'm
yeah.
going to be, you know, I'm going to be attending church because I want to be strong in my faith. Because I want to be the leader of this family. Not to, you know, overpower me in
yeah,
a way. It's
yeah.
it's just the godly order that
yeah.
God has planned for families, where he's here, the husband and the wife, and then the children. But
yeah.
we'll talk more about that later
yeah.
on. Very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you
that.
Feel about that? Because I do remember sharing that with you.
And yeah,
what
which
was
part? That was a lot.
When God spoke to me and says, like, hey, you got to step up.
Oh, yeah.
Man up. You know, you got to...
It's amazing.
You
got
to take responsibilities
yeah.
of all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know...
Oh, I'm
yeah.
I was so glad. I was so supportive because that was my prayer. Because,
yeah, wow.
you know, as we've mentioned before, I've been, you know, I grew up in church
yep.
all my life. Not perfect, you know. I had my hurdles. I had my mistakes, but... I felt in that moment that I was more, in a way, spiritual mature, in a sense, a little bit, but not really.
Yeah.
But then I just knew that I can't be here. He has to lead me. I just knew that.
Yeah.
It's not like, nah, come on, I'm going to lead you. I'm helping him lead me.
Yeah.
So, because I don't want to be the bossy one, because I already am a bossy person.
You're a very bossy person.
Actually, am.
You're a beautiful bossy person.
Oh, thanks. Not what I mean. Anywho.
That's another story.
Another story for another episode. But anyways, on our wedding day, I remember I had a song. I knew I had to sing this song.
Is that the one you sang?
I sang. I keep forgetting the title. Okay.
Come on,
I look
man.
It up. It's
wedding.
My city life. I'll look it up. I'll post it. I promise I will. But
look it up now.
Later. Anywho, I just knew when I sang that song, it was me dedicating our marriage,
yeah.
our relationship to God. Because I, at that moment when I sang that song, I feel teary up.
I know. Every time
I talk about it, because it's me offering our relationship,
yeah.
our bodies, our lives, our
yeah.
future together,
yeah.
our kids, and everything we're going to do on that moment to the Lord. When
yeah.
I sang that song, it was a dedication to the Lord
yeah.
that for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. No longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in us in
yeah.
this relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took us a long time to really live out that you know, that passage. Yeah. And we're still...
And we're still doing.
We're still learning again, and growing.
We never make it. Like, it's always a journey. But it's from glory to glory.
Amen. Yeah. And, you know, we can confidently say that we're so much better than where we were 10 years ago.
Oh, 100%.
And it's all by God's grace.
And we love each other more.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. I love you more. What was the line that I always say? I love you more now than I did 10 years ago.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Does that
it.
Make sense?
I will take it.
What do you mean I'll take it? What's the line that
I don't know.
I love you more now than I did before. Anyways, right, the heart is that as each year goes by, it gets sweeter and sweeter.
That's it. Our love for each other is growing. It's like our love for the Lord, you know. The more you spend time with God each day, your love for Him grows even more.
And I think for us, I mean, and this podcast is actually a part of this vision, a part of this heart, because when we got married, we said to ourselves, you know, let our marriage be an example.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, one of our prayers was that, Lord, use this marriage to advance your kingdom and glorify your name.
That's it.
Remember, like, we wanted to really be, like, we wanted to let this marriage be an example to our friends and family.
Yeah, and because, to everyone else.
To everyone else, because, like, really, marriage is symbolic.
It is a reflection.
It's a reflection of Jesus and the bride. You know? And you know, even in the Bible begins with marriage and the Bible ends with marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and so this whole thing of like this marriage, this relationship, not just with each other, but with God, you know, and, you know, our prayer was really like, Lord, use this relationship, use this marriage to be an example to people.
That's it.
To see not only what love looks like when it's done right, what love looks like when you're in the center, but what Jesus and the church is like.
Yes, that's right.
How, you know, Jesus loves the bride and how the bride loves Jesus.
So good.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, with that said, you know, this is the podcast is just a part of that.
Yeah, it really is. It's an
overflow. We want to share some of our experiences, our insight after 10 years of being together.
Yeah.
And we've been discipled along the way. We're not just doing live.
And we're not saying we're experts now.
We're not saying we're experts, but, you know, there is something that's on our heart that we just want to share, so the next generation can do it better, or even just build upon what we've learned.
It's good that you guys are on a journey.
You're on a journey with us.
We're on a journey with us now. You can't escape. Kidding.
But did you want to just share?
Yes.
A ending scripture for us, and it's actually our wedding scripture as well.
It is our wedding scripture. So, Colossians 3:14. Above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And that's it.
Yeah.
It really is the love of God that has brought us together.
Yeah.
That has kept us together.
Yeah.
And is the reason why we're doing this podcast to begin with. It's because we're just full of love for each other and God's love, and we're just so excited that you're on this journey
with us.
So
I think that's us.
Thank you for tuning in,
and I'll just finish with one more thing. I think it's so important to note as well that, you know, we had a relationship without God and now we had a relationship with God. But in order for that to happen, it starts with us having a relationship with God individually.
Yes, individually and then together. Yeah.
Because it wasn't until I took responsibility of my own faith journey, you know, that God started to become in the center of our relationship, because He was in the center of our life individually. So I just want to stop with that.
That's right. And for you guys as well, what are the ways that you, you know, take responsibility of your own faith?
That's right.
Your faith journey. Leave us a comment.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Comments.
Give us feedback.
Nice comments.
But yeah, thank you. Thanks for tuning in and joining us. We'll see you again.
Love you guys. God bless.
Bye.